The rest of the story. Yes, we have no bananas. It's difficult to imagine anybody wanting to claim credit for that nonsense song. Yes, we have no bananas. But back during the Roaring Twenties, there was a roaring court fight over it. In perspective now, Yes, We Have No Bananas is a record holder. According to our statistics, it remains the biggest sheet music hit of all time, having sold 2 million copies in 1923 alone. The National Copyright Register lists as its composers Frank Silver and Irving Kahn. They share equal credit for the words and music, and they got rich on those royalties, but there was a problem. The bananas were hot. One day early in 1923, Irving and Frank were walking down a New York City street. They happened upon a scene, not uncommon in those days, a fruit peddler, a Greek fruit peddler in this case, who in broken English was attempting to make himself understood to a customer. The customer was asking, "Do you have bananas?" The peddler answered, "Yes, we have no bananas." Songwriters Frank Silver and Irving Kahn collapsed with laughter. "Yes, we have no bananas." But a song was born, a song based on nothing more than that incident which they witnessed and the words which they had heard. In no time it was completed, polished, if such a word might apply to such silliness. Eager for feedback, Irving and Frank performed the tune in a New York restaurant. Their audience was incredulous. What did it mean anyway? "Yes, we have no bananas." Come to think of it, one wonders why in the world Frank and Irving were so proud of that silly song, so convinced of its potential. But they were. Somehow they got a copy of the manuscript to singer Eddie Cantor. Eddie was performing in Philadelphia, was held over for an extended run, needed some new material, and one Wednesday matinee he gave "Yes, We Have No Bananas" a try, and it brought the house down. I mean, it stopped the show cold with nearly 20 minutes of applause as the theater audience demanded to hear it sung again and again and again. Needless to say, "Yes, We Have No Bananas" became a permanent addition to the Canton repertoire. Every time and everywhere he sang, he drew cheers. His RCA recording became one of the bestsellers. Soon singers nationwide were singing and recording the silly song. Meanwhile, sheet music was selling copies by the million. For composers Frank Silver and Irving Kahn, it seemed to be too good to be true. It was too good to be true. One day, their publisher received a notice from another publisher. They were being sued. No quarrel over the silly lyrics. It was the tune, this other publisher claimed, was their property, and they were willing to go to court to prove it. A thrashing legal battle it was, the Westman Company publishers fervently, relentlessly insisting that the melody had been stolen, that they, on behalf of their wronged client, deserved a share of the song's profits to date and forever after, and ultimately, the court agreed. It's ironic, really. Perhaps no more original lyrics had ever been written, and yet Irving and Frank, in their eagerness to set those words to music, had unwittingly lifted a tune from another composer, whose work was published by the Westman Company, a client who'd been dead for 164 years. You see, officially, the verdict of the court remains unchanged. Frank Silver and Irving Kahn, however unintentionally, had set their lyric, "Yes, We Have No Bananas," to the music of the Hallelujah Chorus of Handel's Messiah. And now you know the rest of the story.